We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
From MLB Radar, this that man is the embodiment of versatility in national broadcasting. He works both at MLB Radio from 2 to 6, Monday through Friday, and he is also NBA on TNT. One of the best, Casey Stern. Hi, Case.
What's going on, guys? How you doing, okay? And lay off J-Roll. That's my TBS broadcast
part. All right, let me put that
cross
down.
That out.
I'll get to that in a second. All right, Casey, let me start with a little basketball because I need you to read some tea leaves for us on Jimmy Butler. What do you think's going on? We're getting the sense if the Sixers don't go max 5 years, he'll leave. What do you think?
Yeah, I think that's absolutely correct. If they go max, I think he stays. And I think if they don't, then I think, you know, look, outside of the fact that they won't have Jimmy Butler, you might not get caught with nothing because you could have a sign-and-trade possibility at that four-year number with the Rockets if that's something that you're interested in, because clearly that's what Houston is trying to do to clear a space to find a way to bring Jimmy over there. I think last year when you look at the postseason, the way he played, you know, before that, it's probably not going to be a max offer. I think after that, I expect that it is something that they will do. I still think there's a really good chance that both he and Tobias Harris stay and end up in Philly.
All right, Casey, if they go 5-189, is that an overpay?
Yeah, everything's an overpay nowadays. I mean, honestly, because you look at what John Wall is going to be making sitting on his couch next year, so at least comparatively to that, no. I think it is, because I think Jimmy is one of these guys who is, to me, his best attribute is as a closer in the game. He's a big shot maker. He's a terrific defender, obviously, and in big spots, he's a guy who you can trust on that side as well. But in terms of, you know, a usage and how often he has the ball and how many points he's going to score in a given night, things that normally you pay for, he's not as high up on the list as other guys who would get that deal. So I think it probably is a bit of an overpay. But I think sometimes, guys, and you know this, you got to look at the alternative. And that's where the leverage comes from. Let's say they don't give Jimmy Butler the money. Okay. So they bring back Tobias Harris, and then what? Who's going to be that other guy? Where are they going to find him? Who are they trading to go get him if he can't get him in free agency? So I think you got to look at alternatives. I do think on its own, though, yeah, it's a bit of an overpay for a guy who I think is a really good player and great in spots, but not a great player.
All right. One more hoops one, Case. Where's Kawhi going?
I think he stays in Toronto. I
wow,
really do.
Yeah,
I do. I think, to be quite frank with you, I think he kind of got sold as it went along. And I think the fact that they won the championship, look, Kawhi, you can never understand what he's thinking clearly. I mean, obviously, this is not like what you and I or any normal individual would think most of the time. So an extra year at tons of money, being a hero in a country, you probably don't leave that. As great as L.A. is, you can go there in the offseason, and he can fly a private jet there anytime he wants. I do think the Clippers are enticing. The one thing I would say that is kind of a caveat to this is I think he's leaning from the people I talk to and you know, the gauge you get on it, he is leaning towards staying. But wow, Doc Rivers is a special guy, and his ability to talk to people and athletes and lead and all of that is at a different level. So that's not just a normal meeting with a team that he's going to have here in a couple of days on the second with the Clippers. Wow. When he goes and meets with that team, not only is he going to sit there and be talked about in terms of all their plans, but you got the logo and you got Doc Rivers. Yeah. And when you're sitting there with Jerry West and Doc Rivers in a room, anything could change in the matter of hours. So I think he's leaning towards Toronto now. But I have to mention, I think there's an asterisk, guys, in my opinion, on a meeting that you got those two guys in a room. Anything can happen after that.
Very good analysis, Case. Let me move to baseball here. Here's a scenario. The Phillies are basically in death's throes, and the Mets come along and defib them back to life in the last 3 days. Is that
That's
what we're watching here, Casey? What are you seeing? Because I don't know how to evaluate the Phillies based on how bad the Mets are right now.
Well, first of all, that's the National League. And I think that you know, we got to realize that's what happens, right? You're going to turn around. It's like, you know, the Brewers look awful for a week and then they look great. And, you know, outside of the Dodgers, who have been just running roughshod over everybody, the Cubs at times and the Braves at times, everybody else is this way because everybody's kind of above average. It makes it fun to cover because I think in July, you're going to see a lot determined. But what you said is exactly what is happening. I mean, look, the Met team is brutal. Their bullpen is awful. They could have easily won a couple of these games. And now you got a chance sitting there with Nola to go ahead and take four in a row and feel pretty good about yourselves. I think the Phillies are who they look like. You know, I hate to kind of do the we are who they thought we were. But I think that they are an above-average team that's got good talent on the roster, that especially without cuts there and without some of the young kids in the pitching staff performing the way you thought, Robertson's health, a lot of things that have gone against them this year, outside of Gabe, who I know is the big talk up there, I think they're a better-than-average team that's not a great team. And I think they need to determine whether or not there's a chance for them to elevate to that level this season with what they have, if it's worth making a move in July or two to go and get there, or if they're better off kind of getting, you know, in this kind of wild card mix, doing whatever they can do with this group, and then going back out there with that quote-unquote stupid cash in the offseason.
All right. Well, we're talking to Casey Stern of MLB Radio. Case, I'm very curious to get your read on Gabe Kapler. You're right. We have been in full debate over this guy for 2 years, but especially the last few weeks. Is he a plus or a minus? What's the national perception of Gabe Kapler?
Well, look, I can give you his national and personal. I know Gabe. I covered him when he was with Boston. He's a regular on my show now. I like him because I think, you know, from an attitude standpoint, from a human being element, he's a smart guy. I think when you are put and thrust into a spot where you are managing with the expectations where an owner is coming out and basically saying, hey, look, we're going to spend as much as it costs. Remember, last year, the best moves you make sometimes are the guys that moves that don't work. John Mozeliak with the Cardinals tried to pay Jason Hayward $200 million to stay. He took 16 less to go. Let's not forget the Phillies wanted to trade the whole farm system to go rent Manny Machado, which would have been a disaster. So I think when you're kind of with all of that, you think about this city, you remember kind of what it was like the day that he came in and was announced as an opening day, was booed after the mistakes he'd already made. It's a challenge. And I'm not trying to make a cop-out, but that's not an easy thing to deal with because you're a field goal kicker. Only people talking about you when you miss. So I don't think he's done a terrible job. I don't think he's the reason why they are where they are, because I would have told you for them to be great, I think Pivetta would have had to step up. He didn't. We got sent down. Robertson would have had to be a factor. He wasn't, and then got hurt. They would have to have a health in their outfield because that was going to be a key. Well, guess what? Herrera's got the off the field, and then McCutchen goes down. Bryce would have to be really good. Bryce wasn't good. Nola's got to be the given, right? He'd be great. Well, he wasn't great at the start. Real Muto seems like he's 0 for his last 2 weeks. You can go on and on. Is all of that Gabe Kapler? I don't think so. So do I think that he has, you know, done the greatest managerial job we've ever seen? No. But do I think all the things I just mentioned are clearly weighted on the pendulum way more than Gabe himself? Yes.
All right, I got one more for you, Case. Matt Klentak, the GM, came out this week, supported Gabe entirely, and actually said in Philadelphia, I would love the players to play hard all the time, but the reality is they won't. I need them to pick their spots better. They shouldn't be not playing hard in the middle of a 7-game losing streak. That a good message?
No, it's terrible. It's terrible. I mean, first of all, anywhere. Second of all, and, you know, to me, even though the two fan bases may hate each other, I grew up in, spent most of my life in New York, and they and Philly are the same way. You can show me anything. Don't show me weakness. So, you know, nobody wants to hear that. It's why, you know, Ben had to do the quick 180 after he came out and said, don't boo me, because, by the way, Jimmy Butler, who handled that pretty well, said they should boo us. We stunk. In Philadelphia or anywhere up in that area, you can't be doing that. And I think it's a bad message. I think back, you mentioned Jimmy. I mean, look, we all know about when Charlie sat him down for, you know, not run out. So, I don't like that message. I think sometimes, and you know this, the job you and I do, even for GMs, the mic can be in front of us too long, and we might say the wrong thing. So I don't like that message. I will say this. I do think that Matt's done a good job. I think their moves were good this offseason, but I don't think that this team right now is a playoff team. And I think they got to be very, very careful because ownership pushed them to go after Machado last year, and it would have been a major mistake. I don't want to see them go ahead and go give up the farm for rentals that aren't going to get you anywhere anyway. I think they need to look at guys they can control. So if you can go get a Trevor Bauer, who you have for another year, go after a Trevor Bauer. But if you're sitting there, whether it's Mad Bum, who's not what he used to be, or you're looking at anybody who's a rental, I think the Philly fans should, I know it's crazy, but almost hope that doesn't happen and kind of play it as it lies, because this is not a team that's beaten the Dodgers in October anytime soon.
All right, Case, one thing, you got some history with J-Roll. Tell him he's got to refine what he's doing in the booth right now, because it's annoying some people. He's stepping over the call of the play.
Yeah, I have not seen much of it, so I don't know.
All right, hold on. Let me play this. Can I play one of them for you? This is the tying hit last night. Tell me if this is good broadcasting. Listen, Case.
There we go, James.
And Miller's speeding home. Throw to the plate.
There we go.
Everybody
else. That's how you play some ball right there.
The Phillies have tied it up.
Case, is that good?
I will tell you this, is from a play-by-play standpoint, we all know it's not what you do. It's not. I mean, look, Vince Scully, letting it breathe, we know about what it is, right, with the ambient noise and all that. And Tom does a fantastic job. But I will say this, and clearly he can't do that on set when we're sitting doing pre- and post-game. When you take guys who are energy guys, who are certainly enthused and going to be putting everything they're in the way that he has with this franchise since day one, they're going to be themselves, and that's a guy who's going to get out there and let emotions, and I think to the positive, kind of get out front, and that's good, because most of the time it's going to mean he's not going to hide anything and he's going to get excited. Those are the kind of things you learn from producers afterwards talking to you. So I think for me, and you know this as well as I do, that's not on the guy who sat there and had a borderline Hall of Fame kind of a career on the field. That's for a producer afterwards to explain, hey, look, totally love the energy, but here's where this goes next time, and I'm sure those things will happen.
Casey Stern is a pro's pro. Case, love talking to you. Thanks for coming on. I really appreciate it.
Anytime. Always appreciate it. Stay well.
Casey Stern now. And you know what now? You know what just happened? I just helped.
What'd you do?
I helped.
Well, that's
he'll
hard
talk
to, believe.
To his friend, J-Roll. Yeah. He'll say, J-Roll, let it breathe. He'll use that little Vince Scully.
So this has been helpful. We're doing helpful things.
That's what I do.
Well, it's about time, Alan. Only taken 30 years.
Why don't you?
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us, and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.